Time for our daily thought, and he's been with us this week telling us what he thinks in some respects. I'm delighted to say it's Dr. Simon Colstall. He lives in Botley, works as a research fellow at the University College London Medical School, and describes himself as a scientist and a Christian, which is perhaps part of the theme really this week, isn't it? Welcome back, Simon, and over to you.
Good morning. This year sees a number of celebrations marking Darwin's 200th birthday and the 150th anniversary of the publication of his greatest work, On the Origin of Species Through Natural Selection. From a Christian perspective, many of the Darwin media reports and programs contain a worryingly anti-faith message as they contrast supposedly rational science with the irrational faith of believers. But we must remember that in Darwin's time, the majority of scientists were Christians, and it was these scientists who recognized and accepted Darwin's important ideas. Similarly, today, the majority of Christians who are professional scientists see no conflict between the theory of evolution and their faith. So why do so many people think that science and faith are in conflict? Unfortunately, as in many areas, it is the extremists who tend to make the headlines. Both atheists and religious fundamentalists are so excitable and vocal that it is easy to get the impression that science and faith are an either-or thing. This damages the reputation of both science and faith. Many people intuitively realize that life encompasses important elements of both, so are unsure of what to make of the supposed experts who say that the scientific and the spiritual cannot be held at one time. Quite often the response is to simply not think about the issue. But not thinking about this issue impoverishes our view of the world, as it throws away the two most important tools we have for understanding our lives. Yes, of course it is easier not to think about the problem and just immerse ourselves in our own busyness, but sooner or later we find ourselves needing to deal with deeper issues or problems. To do this, we need to learn how to use the tool of science and the tool of faith. We need to learn how to be comfortable being spiritual people in a scientific world.
It's interesting, we've had different perspectives on Darwin's anniversary in this very same slot this year, but your view is they can go together hand in hand, is what you're saying.
I view evolution as a description for how we came about and how we're here, but I see that very difference as a prescription of how we should then act. So I think there's a difference between science describing our world and then other things such as religion prescribing how we should then go on and act.
Fascinating. Simon, thank you very much for that. Good to see you, by the way. Not here tomorrow because we've got a D-Day thought, but I'm sure we'll see you again in the studio on a future date. So thank you for coming on the show this week. Dr. Simon Colstow from Botley with our daily thoughts. Well done, mate. 4 minutes to 7.